Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, it is the post-match podcast. Liverpool beat Wolverhampton Wanderers by 1-0. First up, it's the match reaction.
Oh, welcome to the Red Ven TV. Liverpool have just beaten Wolves by 1-0. That was a tough game, that was a nervy game. They made us work for that and we looked a little bit tired, I think. A little bit of a strange one for me watching a game that was at Anfield from home. And I don't think that Liverpool performed particularly well, if I'm honest. You know, Wolves made some changes. We went with our first choice lineup. That was probably one of the strongest sides that we can put out at this stage of the season. Played Adam Lallana over on that sort of right-hand side in the half space. Caused major issues for them in the first half. But yeah, we didn't really capitalise on it. You know, the first half, probably first 25 minutes, we looked so in control. And then they maybe got a few minutes here and there, but the momentum was very much with us. Obviously, we score that goal through Sadio Mane. It's definitely a shoulder. It's definitely not a handball. The mad thing for me was that VAR stuff. I mean, it's like, hey, VAR, I absolutely despise it. And I think Wolves fans will feel really hard done to, and Wolves players and manager will feel really hard done to. The way the letter of the law is, though, VAR got both decisions right today. I don't like their one being called offside. I wouldn't like it if it was ours. I wouldn't like it if it's an opposition's. Obviously, I like it in the fact that Liverpool kind of get away with one a little bit there, but I don't like that. I don't like that law that, you know, the fine margins. I just hate it. I hate everything about it. When it comes to ours, it's got it spot on. And when it comes to this, technically, it's got it spot on as well. But Adam Lallana doesn't handball it. The mad thing for me is, you know, if the ref, Anthony Taylor, blows that whistle before that it goes over the line, then VAR can't look at it. And that's stupid as well, isn't it? It's like, oh, we've got this thing that's going to get the decisions right, but we're not going to use it all the time. And just a bit stupid, if you ask me. Don't take anything away from Sadio Mane, though. Didn't have much to do in the game, but when he was there, he managed to get the goal that obviously gives us the victory, gives us the 3 points, extends our lead at the top of the Premier League once again. You know, this Liverpool side, though, they are unbelievable, aren't they? I mean, that's 50 games at home now, or, you know, unbeaten. That's 10 wins on the spin since Old Trafford in the Premier League. At the busiest time of the year, in that time, we've gone over to Qatar. We've become crowned world champions, and yet we still rack up the victories. Unbelievable stuff. What this team is doing, what we're witnessing here right now as Liverpool fans, I think is unprecedented. We're witnessing one of the greatest sides that have ever played the game. Never mind one of the greatest Liverpool sides. What we're seeing here is a side that does not give up, will not give up, will not give in, continues to get victory somehow, even when they're not playing well. And I think what we'll see from here on in is maybe us rest quite a lot of players against Everton, which tells you all you need to know about what Jürgen thinks of them, because he played a heavily rotated side against them in the Premier League as well. But 2019 ends, it may be one of the best calendar years that Liverpool Football Club have had. You know, European champions, European Super Cup, World Club Cup champions. Just an unbelievable year following these Reds. We're so lucky. If you like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV if you're new, and don't forget to check out polls and the views of Liverpool fans from around Anfield.
Okay, now it's time for some player ratings with our assembled Liverpool fans outside the ground.
Hello everyone, it is the player ratings after Liverpool beat Wolves 1-0. Let's start with Alisson Becker in goal. Anyone?
Eight. solid eight.
Yeah, he's just classing.
Solid eight. He scared me like one moment there with the slip, but other than that, it was fine.
The best thing about Alisson Becker is that he has that moment where he punts the ball and it ends up bouncing straight back to him. And what happens with the second we get the ball back again, we just pass the ball to his feet and he plays it off.
No sweat. That's it. Always calm.
Control Trent's pack pass.
Yeah.
Everyone, heart in, mate. Yeah.
Trent's unbelievable.
Well, let's do so. Solid day for Alisson Becker. I'm having that all day. Trent Alexander-Arnold. I'll
give him about 10. Is he a scouser? 10. Yeah, he's at number
10. I think it's 7 out of 10.
I think his crosses are a bit sloppy at times. Same both fullbacks, but
it's tough, isn't it? Because this is the game after the best performance of the season, and we weren't absolute flying today. I struggle to give many really truly high marks in this, so I don't think there's anything wrong with saying 10 wasn't a 10 out of 10 performance. There's nothing wrong with saying he was a 10 out of 10 performance. You can say that every day as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely. Robbo, same for Robbo.
Yeah, I don't think either of them put a major foot wrong. It was just a standard cold performance at home, really. We didn't do anything daft.
Yeah.
And we're all going home with 3 points.
Absolutely. Virgil van Dijk.
I'd probably give him a 6 today.
Six?
Yeah, he's a bit sloppy at times. I don't know.
He got that one-on-one chance.
Can we just say, bear in mind, Virgil van Dijk plays at a 10 every week.
Yeah, he does.
So, by his own standards, he basically fell over on the edge of the box trying to take two men on for no reason whatsoever, Virgil. No, I mean, he's probably not a 6. Not his best.
You said it yourself as well. It's like he sets a standard so high. Every single game he's a 10, and all of a sudden he's just made a little slip on the edge of the box, and all of a sudden he's dropped out.
And they didn't score.
If it was anybody, mate, if Maguire had that performance, the next thing you know, he's winning the Ballon d'Or. Do you know what I mean? It's Virgil. It's unquestionable.
Speaking of it, then Joe Gomez, 8.
I thought he played well today.
It was all right. I could hardly see him at times, but he was all right. He's all right, yeah. He's better than Lovren.
He's better than Lovren.
Makes me feel this way.
Jordan Henderson. No, I'm not asking for a song. I'm asking for a number. An 8. And he takes us on an 8. I mean, he can't give him a 10 in this game.
For lifting
the Club World Cup. Get away. Rubbish. You've had your chance. Rubbish. Another solid 8.
Yeah, Henderson was a solid 8. Calm on the ball. Made his decisions. I liked it.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, to be perfectly honest. Right. Adam Lallana.
10.
9. 9.5.
He bossed that midfield today. Had everything covered today. Defensive and attacking.
Yeah.
Don't know why he got brought off.
He just knackered, didn't he?
True.
Yeah, he was on a yellow card. And to be fair, I think the way that he handled himself on the yellow card was excellent.
I know, but we mentioned it when
he just... When he runs in on tackles like that, like, you know what I mean? The only player he can run in on is the Adama Traore, because he's going that fucking fast.
Can we just highlight the fact that the fastest player in the Premier League tried to burst away and Adam Lallana had him off? Adam Lallana went, meow, like the flash.
Like it was fucking nothing.
Man, had him covered every time.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam.
We've got Adam, they've got Adam A.
Absolutely amazing, Adam Lallana. What did we say for Lallana? 9?
9, yeah.
9 out of 10?
Must be man of the match.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Gini Wijnaldum?
8.
He gets in the way of so many passes.
Yeah. I've been saying this for 2 years now.
What do you mean?
Like, when Keita is passing it to Henderson, he gets in the way.
I don't know how that's possible, but that's fine. Like, if they don't... I think he struggled a little bit today, Genie. I think he looked like a lad who had missed a few games and was struggling with fitness. I think 7. Anyone asked if I go 7? You give him an 8. 7.5 for Genie Wijnaldum. We were crap today. We're throwing. Doesn't matter. Bullshit. If everyone was a 10 out of 10 against Leicester, then it's impossible to give 10 out of 10s for the performance they put in today. Let's not let our standards slip. Sadio Mane?
10.
Someone should say 5.
He got past a few players.
he got in a position to score a goal, and that's what we needed them to do.
Anyone else?
I think he tried. I think he always was trying to be creative down the wing. There's a few times he went down too easily for me. I would have liked him to stay on his feet. But I think that he played. So I think that he did. I think Sadio played a good game today. I think he had a great game. I think that he was inventive. I think that he tried. I think that he could have passed at times when there was a shot on. He tried to take it. But I think he generally had a good game.
He just hasn't quite got that balance between when to stay on his feet and when to go down.
Correct. And I think there's also that problem with Mo as well. But all in all, the boys played a good game. Yeah. It was a tough week. We had three games in the space of a week? Yeah. So we got to take things into context, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was all about 3 points today.
Yes.
But you got to understand, like, Wolves, they play it compact. Yeah. They were playing really tight against Mane and Firmino. Wouldn't give them any space. Yeah. So, like you were saying, Mane, he had a good game, but at the same time, they're playing really tight, men marking him.
What would you give Mo Salah?
I think I'll give him a 7-8. It's not one of his best games, but then again, Salah is very dangerous on counter-attack. They were playing really tight, and then we know how tight they're going to men mark him, but then it was not about our front three, it was about us holding on and keeping the guy under control, and that's what Klopp did. Keep the guy. You do know.
The best in the world is Bobby Firmino.
Bobby Firmino. Seven. Alright, so what, out of 10?
9 out of 10. I thought he did well going attacking. His balls to Mohamed Salah and Mane were perfect today, I thought.
Yeah, 7 out of 10, I thought he was alright. Thank you, he was fine. Any more? I know he did, but he didn't score today! Any more than 7? Any higher than 7?
7.5.
Okay, he was fine, wasn't he? We were fine. James Milner? 7.
7.
Who else are the subs?
Tibach! Always a 10.
We'll give Tibach. They've got 6 for Tibach. Nabi Keita, 7? 7 or 8?
7. When he came on, Keita, I think he's been brilliant for weeks, Keita, and I thought he was really good when he came on.
So what are we giving?
Play with Mo is also getting much, much better. Yeah. Like, I can see there's a chemistry happening between Mo and Nabi. 8.
An 8 for Nabi Keita,
yeah. Came on, bossed it. A few nice touches and that lad did well.
Yeah. Pep, I couldn't have summed it up any better. Nice one, lad. Is that everyone, yeah? That's everyone. Yes, amazing.
Another clean sheet as well.
And we're at Liverpool.
Liverpool, top of the league.
Oh, yes, lads. We're never going to stop. From Pakistan to Turkey, we won the fucking lot. But Paisley and Bill Shankly, there we go. Thanks very much, everyone. Make sure you drop a like on the video and go to theredmantv.com. The final word show's coming on Monday afternoon. Everyone subscribes to the website, right? Liars! Go and subscribe to the website. Thank you very much. Ta-da.
And finally, myself and Si Fletcher did the instant match reaction, which is available in full on theredmantv.com, but here's a snippet.
The player I want to talk about that really stood out for me tonight, I thought, was Adam Lallana. I thought he was brilliant.
Absolutely unbelievable. Like from minute one, he was absolutely everywhere. He's winning tackles next to our corner flag, and then he's making runs and trying to do 1-2s on the edge of the box and trying to get crosses in. And his quality, you can talk about his work rate, because that is what stood out. And it's trying to get back and making tackles and just trying to put out fires everywhere. But it's his quality on the ball as well. This is a player who's basically been gone out the side for a good few years, and he's stepped up and had a decent decent performance here and there and a few crap ones here and there, but that was unbelievable. It was possibly the best performance from a midfielder for Liverpool this season. That's how good I thought he was. I thought he was fantastic.
I thought it's interesting because look, Jordan Henderson was really good again, and Gini Wijnaldum looked like a lad who could have done with not playing this game, because obviously he comes in on the back of missing a couple of games. He misses the Club World Cup, doesn't he? And then he comes against Leicester. I thought he was excellent against Leicester, but this looked like a half a football too much for him. But Lallana comes in, and this is the beauty of what we've got going for us now. You know, there's no Fabinho there. We obviously decided to give Keita that. You've got Oxlade-Chamberlain. And Adam Lallana has just come in. And there would have been plenty of people who saw that team sheet still. And it baffles me that people still have this opinion, because I think he's more than proved his worth as a member of this squad. And he came in, and everything you said is absolutely spot on about him.
There you go. That was the Post-Match Podcast. If you want more, including the instant match reaction in full, head over to theredmentv.com and check it out. It's completely free for the first month. You get every piece of content that we produce in audio podcast form as well as videos. We'll see you there.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.